Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know we were supposed to go into music here, but I just got this breaking news on my phone. I can't believe this, but Anthony Cumia has died in a car crash in Florida with a Haitian hooker.
What?
In the car. And I'm just saying it. I don't know what else to say, but Anthony Cumia has died in a car crash in Florida.
With a hooker.
With a hooker. I think she was sitting on his lap.
Oh, my God.
It may have been her head. I'm not sure. Or his head. I don't know. I don't know the details right now.
Next, you're going to tell me that Mayor Menino died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah. Sorry to break the news like that.
We need to verify with someone that would know if Anthony Cumia is, in fact, dead in Florida with a hooker. Hello?
No wonder the mayor got us fired. Shocking to hear. Wow.
How's it been on the receiving end of that, Anthony?
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. I've been here, you know, online listening to you guys. It's been a great retrospective on the whole thing, listening to some of the performances from the bands. Man, it's just the nostalgia is flooding back. I can't believe when I read that AF was being sold and it was gone, you know, it was going to be gone. I started seeing a lot of stories and a lot of pictures. People started sending me things of, you know, back in the 90s and me and Ozone and all the people from promotions and everything. And it's made me remember how much fun that was to do radio there at AAF. Amazing.
It's been very strange and surreal. You know, the stories that, you know, people have been calling, and we talked to Ozone yesterday and, you know, kind of hearing, you know, his take on things and talking about, you know, what it was like, you know, with a guy like Bruce Mittman, whose job it was, you know, to keep the cops from literally arresting us for the dumb things we've done. And nobody, you know, there's very few personalities that have been on the airwaves of WAF that have caused more problems than you, Anthony.
Yeah, the Opie and Anthony show, obviously we had our issues when we were doing radio up there. Yeah, you know what was great though, AAF at that time, especially before all this corporate takeover of radio stations and everything, it was just an independent radio station that let us do what we wanted to do and what they knew the listeners wanted. We would do like some of the rock shows at Momikin and the other clubs that were on Lansdowne Street and the amazing acts back then. And it was all about being a little subversive and a little dangerous and having a lot of fun. And that went away. It like they kind of pulled that out from underneath a lot of these personality driven radio shows. And to think back that we were lucky enough to be on the air there during that time, that was so reckless and so much fun. I absolutely consider myself lucky. And like I said, the nostalgia point of it and thinking back and going, I can't believe we did that on regular radio.
Right, yeah.
There are so many things now that you look at and think about Because we then went on to satellite radio and internet and what have you, and the illusion that you have so much freedom on those mediums. No, the freedom came on regular old FM radio back in those days where you just did something and apologized later.
Right. I believe the term is ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That was our motto back then.
It was just Bruce Mittman pulling what little hair he had left out of his head. Whatever various PPD, a program director, was in at the time, yelling at the air staff because we were all a bunch of lunatics just trying to, you know, get people to listen and make it fun and exciting. And it was a great time to be in radio when we were at AAF, and it's just been a hell of a ride since then. It was the first station to hire Opie and Anthony, and you know, we went on to have about a 20-year career after that as the Opie and Anthony Show, and it was it all started right there. I mean, I remember vividly going into Mittman's office for the interview and performing like a seal. I'm juggling, I'm spinning plates, I'm doing anything to be like, please hire us. And it was so much fun. I look back with like unbelievable fondness at the people, the staff. I mean, everybody, you knew everyone, the sales staff and promotions. And we went out and we thought up stuff together to do at other stations' events to screw them over a little bit. It was just a different time. And like I said, I just look back so fondly at my time at AAF.
I learned two valuable things from my time working with you guys, because I obviously wasn't on the air, but I was here on the street team working in promotions. I was one of those promotions people that would get sent out and they'd go, okay, we're going to do this event at this bar with Opie and Anthony. Carrie, we need you to go and set up the plastic tarps. Like, it was that kind of a thing. And I learned two things. So the first thing is I owe the fact that I'm even on the air at all to the fact that you and Opie both encouraged me to apply to be your producer. And I thought, naively back then, well, Howard Stern has Robin, so maybe Opie and Anthony could have a female producer. And I put this horrific demo together where I was doing impressions.
What impressions were you doing?
Do you remember that British nanny that made the news back then?
Oh, you got to do it.
And
she
shook the people's baby and the baby died, the British nanny. So I did.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Do you remember that? And I forget what her name was, but I did this thing, and I can't believe I submitted it for employment, but I did this impression. I can't remember what her name was. Maybe, you know, just say her name was like Sue Jones. And I was like, hello, this is Sue Jones. And when I'm not shaking babies and murdering them, I'm listening to Opie and Anthony on WAAF.
Wow.
And I submitted that kind of stuff to get a job. And then they called me into the office. And they said, listen, you know, you don't have enough on-air experience or whatever to kind of manage the Opie and Anthony show. But have you ever thought about being on the air? And I laughed because, like, I just wanted to be your producer. Like, I wanted to be that person that was, like, I don't know why, was trying to control you two. And so then I walked down the hall and I came into the studio to tell you guys what they had said, which I'm sure you already knew that I wasn't going to get the job, obviously. And Opie looked at me and gave me some of the best career advice he ever gave me, or anyone's ever gave me. And he said, are you effing stupid? AAF is one of the most influential and powerful rock stations in the country. Hundreds of people every week send demos in to apply to try and get a job there. And you just got asked and said, no, you idiot. Turn around, go back down the hallway and go tell him yes. And you were both screaming at me. And I did that. And I went back down the hall and I said, yes, of course, whatever. So they put me on the air on the weekends for a couple of months. And you guys would come in on Saturdays and I would be there having done the overnights. And then literally like 8 weeks later, the second lesson that I learned from you guys was that when you guys got fired, they put me on at night and they were like, the listeners won't try to kill the new girl. And literally for like 9 months, I went through radio boot camp of having the entire audience hate you because I was trying to go on the air after the legendary Opie and Anthony. So for the two most life-altering life lessons I could learn in my career, I learned them because of you guys, both of them. So thank you.
That's so awesome.
The lady's name was Louise Woodward, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's texting in. Yeah. Yeah.
You were just a natural, by the way. You had a great voice, and you were funny, spontaneous. So we knew you were going to do really well on that. As far as taking abuse, though, from the listeners, if you remember, when we first got there, we replaced Liz Wilde.
Yes.
And Liz was loved on AAF.
Oh, yes, she was.
So we had to take all those calls. It's like, AAF, and you'd hear, "Where's Liz? You suck. Oh, God. This is going to be a long road.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, Mike Shue and I at midnight, we have 10 hours left.
It's over.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, because you're now like this corporate giant, you know, Mike Shue and I need jobs. So, you know, Anthony, just in case. You know,
come on down to New York, man. We got I started a online broadcasting company about a little over 5 years ago, and we have a bunch of shows on there now, and we're streaming. I'm on every day from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, because I figured I'm the boss. I want a 3-day weekend all the time.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's odd for me because I'm not used to being the boss guy and running things. I just like going on and having fun doing a show. So that's a little odd. I've had to delegate some responsibility to people who actually have responsibility, because I'm not that guy.
Does it make you have empathy for the bosses that you ran through the wood chipper when you were on the radio?
Karma.
Oh, my God. You know, no. It's taught me how not to treat air staff, that's for sure.
Well, there you go. Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, let them do their show, man. Let them do their show. That's pretty much it. That's what we did. I mean, we had PDs. You remember, Dave would come in and yell at us for something, and we would go on and do exactly what he told us not to do and then feign ignorance. He'd come in yelling, "I just told you not to do that." We're like, "Oh, we thought you meant, like, not to do it in that." And he'd be like, "You know what I meant." And he's yelling, and he'd leave in tears. And me and Opie would just start laughing. It was hilarious, because you knew if you were upsetting the bosses, the listeners loved it. So we just did, and until, you know, we went that one step too far, which we would then subsequently do more as our career progressed. Yeah. We got fired quite a few times.
Yeah.
But it all started right there at AAF, man. Just a great time, great memories of everybody. I loved going out and going to Ozone's house. I remember going to John Osterlin's house and watching, I think it was, I can't remember, the Unplugged, one of the MTV Unplugs, Unplugged. And it was just amazing sitting there drinking beers, you know, maybe smoking a little.
Maybe and, smoking a little?
At John's house?
Maybe
no.
Maybe smoking a little.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised you could see the television through the cloud. I can't wait to ask you this question, Anthony.
It wasn't just going into work, clocking out, and then you were done. We hung out. We partied together. Somebody posted a picture. Oh, my God. I think it was at one of the Christmas parties. And it's so funny. It's just a mess of everyone's hair. That's all you saw was crazy hair on all of us. And I guess it was a Christmas party, because we were kind of dressed, you know, as nicely as we knew how to dress back then. But we did. We hung out together. The sales team, the promotions team, on-air staff, we all hung out and had great times together. And some of the shows were amazing. The old beach gigs, all those events. You know, it was a different time. And I'll always remember that. Songs will come on. Like, I'll hear Possum Kingdom by the Toadies.
Oh, I love that song.
Like, oh, man. It brings me right back to sitting at the console
with Opie in front of me, in front of the board, and us just going off on whatever, you know, was going on that day in the news. And that's something that I'll always look back at with just insane fondness.
Mike Shue and I agreed this morning that every former AAF employee that came on the air, we were going to ask the same question. And out of everyone, I can't wait to hear your answer the most. We are making everyone have an AAF confession. You have to tell us something that you did that you didn't get caught doing that happened in the studio or that happened in one of the vehicles or something you stole or something. And I know out of anybody we're going to talk to today, you got a good one.
Yeah, there were quite a few instances of having fun, taking some liberties. But the thing I would do consistently that I don't think I got caught doing, I would download so much porn from the corporate computer.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It was the 90s, so, you know, you didn't have some of the equipment to download at home and things like, and you know, I would just and print it out. I'd be like, oh,
you're printing it out. Printing it on paper
to browse through later.
That's so old school.
Oh my God,
it is very old school, and you have to wait so long for it to download because you know you got a 28.8 modem or something.
And wait, printing it out in color? In color?
Was Eric the engineer?
Yes.
Oh, he's still around.
And, oh my God, say hi. and he would be like, "You're not turning off the computer properly." I'm like, no, because you have to usually, you know, you shut down a computer. You can't just shut the switch off. We didn't know that back then, but I was like, I have to shut it off like this. Someone came around the corner.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Shut down Windows button. I needed the emergency pull the plug out of the wall because I'm perusing porn. It was a different time, kid. Yes.
That's it was. Yeah. It was a different time.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm so happy that you called, Anthony. It's like
I am too, man. I've been listening, like I said, I've been listening to this your show here on the last day online. And you're doing a great job, man, just you know, keeping it alive right up till the end. So I appreciate that. And I miss you. Get down to New York, man. We got to hang.
Hell yeah. Well, now we have the time. So after today, we'll take you up on that. And you can buy the drinks.
Absolutely, man. Let me know. Check you out. Very cool.
Well, we can't talk Thanks about the history lot, of WAF without talking about Opie and Anthony. So, you know, it's nice to hear that you're not dead in Florida in a car accident with a hooker, Anthony.
No. Like I said, that was shocking. I'm going to call the radio station and make sure that nobody thought I was
Here we go. Come on, man. We got to be on the air for 10 more hours.
I hear you.
We love you, Anthony. Thank you so much.
I love you too, man. Take care. Have a good time while you can.
We are. We're driving it off the cliff. We're Thelma and Louise in here.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Oh my God. Shoe.
Wow.
We made it all the way through, and he didn't get us fired early.
No, didn't have to hit that dump button once.
Not once. It was amazing.
He was printing porn.
He was.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.